Once I get these jeans on, I'll look so great I won't need a pelvis. Okay, okay, I got it. Button it. Yeah.
That's what it takes to get them on. You're gonna need the jaws of life to get them off.
Oh, that was just the button. Now we gotta close her up. I have a date with Cameron Loring, the hottest guy in school, and he really likes girls in tight jeans.
Oh, Karen, please.
I know. I'm shallow, I'm superficial, and an embarrassment to sisterhood. Now shut up and help me zip. Okay. All right. On three. Ready? One, two, three. See? Told you they fit. Now all I have to do is put on some 6-inch heels. Cameron also likes tall girls. help me up. I can't bend.
So anyway, Alana, I was wondering if tonight you'd care to join me for dinner or perhaps a trip to the cinema.
What'd you say?
Shut up. Be quiet. Oh, very well then. Okay. All right, tonight it is. All right.
She said yes. Oh, I don't believe it. You've got a date with Alana Mills? Boy, she's hot.
I heard she French kisses on the first date.
Oh, baby. Tonight I'm taking the express train to Tongue Town.
Oh, yeah. Tongue Town.
We need to get those boys a football.
All right, showgirls, break it up. We had some grocery shopping to do. Come on, move it or lose it. Move it or... Lucky you're younger than me.
Hey, JT, bro, how about lending me your bachelor pad tonight, huh?
What for? You three need your privacy to watch your Barney tapes?
No, I just happen to have a date with the hottest babe in school.
Oh, you're serious?
Wow, well, way to go, Mark.
Yeah, man, I'm proud of you. You finally grown up to be a horn dog just like the rest of us. Of course you can use a pen.
All right, thanks, JT. And tonight, when I'm with Alana, I'll be thinking of you.
Bro, we need to talk.
Lying pigs. Bad date. Cameron dumped me for Liz Kavanaugh, which makes no sense. I mean, I have a better body, especially in these jeans. I have longer legs, especially in these boots. And I have better hair, which is completely natural except for the highlights.
Karen, has it ever occurred to you that it just might not be about looks?
Yeah, right. It's gotta be something. Lips, that's it! Oh, she's got those big pouty lips like Claudia Schiffer.
Well, Karen, if this guy dumped you because of your lips, he's not worth going out with anyway.
I'm going to my room.
Man, can you believe that Pamela Anderson can run across the beach like that and never be nominated for an Emmy?
Oh, yeah. That's right. I be cool. I be bad. I be fly.
You be Zorro.
That's right, gentlemen. I'm coming into this date with my own spit, and I'm coming out with somebody else's.
Oh, God, that's her. Oh, man, now I'm really nervous.
Mark, listen, just calm down. You'll be fine, all right?
Okay.
Go with the flow.
All right. Go with the flow, okay?
Go with the flow. Go with the flow.
Hi.
Hi.
Nice place.
Sorry, but that's what happens when you have lots of athletic equipment.
So, do you have my English homework?
Oh, yeah, it's all done. 10 pages, footnotes, and a bibliography.
Ah, that's great. There's no way I'm never gonna knock it out of English now. Gotta find a way to thank you.
Well, a person could say thank you in many ways. A fruit basket, for example, or a witty card or note, or... That works, too. But, you know, I don't think we need to rush into anything. Maybe we should just, you know, get to know each other a little better. Maybe share a beverage or some pickles.
Why don't we just turn out the lights and see what happens?
Wait. You know, you'll have to excuse me. I think I need to get something to drink. I'll be right back.
Go fish.
Oh, man. Guys, she wants to turn off the lights and see what happens. What should I do?
For God's sakes, turn off the lights and see what happens.
Yeah, I heard you want to take the express train to Tongue Town.
Yeah, but I thought there'd be a few stops along the way. I mean, man, this train is like the bullet train. She's just moving way too fast for me. She's moving way too fast for Charlie Sheen.
Mark, okay, listen. Just go back in there, all right? Put on some slow music and go with the flow.
Okay, all right, I'll give it a shot.
All right?
Just go with the flow.
Go with the flow.
With the flow.
With the flow.
Go with the flow.
Go with the flow.
Just go with the flow.
Going with the flow.
Go with the flow. Go with the flow. Okay, I'm back with the beverages. Oh, I see you've turned down the lights again.
Is that okay?
Oh, sure. Nah, I'm not afraid of the dark anymore. I got rid of that nightlight years ago. Here, let me open this for you. Oh, jeez. Here, let me get you something to clean it off.
It's okay, I'll just take my shirt off.
Off your shirt?
Yeah. This up for me?
Wonder how Mark's doing.
Guess the date's over.
Mark didn't call me last night. I was up all night wondering what happened with him and Alana.
Well, I know what I would do with her. But you know me, I get my way with women all the time.
Hey, guys.
Hey, so, how'd it go with Alana last night, huh?
Well, I'd rather not talk.
Come on, man, I need details.
Guys, come on, just back off.
No. At least tell me. Did you kiss her?
Well, actually, she kissed me.
She kissed? Oh, my gosh! Did you see any skin?
Well, she did take her shirt off.
She took her shirt off!
Who took her shirt off?
Alana Mills.
Yeah, she was all over our buddy Mark last night.
All right, way to go, Foster.
It's no big deal.
You know, I always thought you were kind of a geek. I guess you're cool.
Yeah.
Well, what can I say? Tell him you're Studley, huh? Yeah.
Okay, so you're alone. Her shirt's off. What happened?
Yeah, come on.
Oh, little boys. You have so much to learn.
Mark?
No. Let's just say that Lana's a woman, I'm a man, and she wasn't wearing a shirt.
And let's just say you ran out of the room crying for your mommy.
Oh, man. You ran away?
Please say it ain't so.
I knew it, Foster. You're a wimp.
And guess what, everybody? Alana Mills took her shirt off, and Foster ran for his mommy.
Great. Now the whole school knows.
Would you take it easy? The whole school doesn't know.
Attention, fellow students. Important announcement. Mark Foster ran away from a girl. It's official. He's a wimp.
Come here, Dad.
I got a message that there's something wrong with Mark. Now, what's the emergency?
Yeah, everyone's making fun of him.
Everybody always makes fun of Mark.
I know, but this time it's pretty bad. He locked himself in his locker.
What?
Here. There's a flyer going around school. It explains the whole thing.
Hottest girl in school. Shirt off. Ran like a bunny. Mama's boy. Okay, I got it.
Lock number 6.
Yeah, thanks. I'll see you at dinner.
Sure.
Mark.
Go away.
Mark.
Frank, we're gonna have to talk later. I'm waiting until nightfall, then I can make my way home through the sewer system.
Come on, Mark. Don't you think that's a little extreme? I mean, you're gonna have to come out of that locker sooner or later. Thanks.
Frank, I was alone with a girl's chest. It was everything I ever dreamed about, and I ran like the wimp that I am.
Mark, you are not a wimp.
Frank, even the kid that walks backwards and thinks he's Batman made fun of me.
Well, you just have to forget about what all the other kids are saying, okay? It doesn't matter what they say. Now, as far as I'm concerned, you were alone with a girl who wanted to move faster than you did, and you didn't feel comfortable with that, so you walked out. And I think that takes guts.
You really think so?
I absolutely think so.
Mark, is it true what everyone's saying about you and Alana Mills?
Yes, it is. Go ahead. Take your best shot.
Would you like to go to the movies with me sometime?
You want to go out on a date with me?
Yeah. I hear you're the only guy in school who isn't a horn dog.
Well, that's absolutely true. Mark here is a fine young gentleman.
Thanks, Frank. I can take it from here.
Would you like to walk me to biology?
It'd be my pleasure. Oh, here. Let me help you with those bags.
I don't have much time. Karen is right behind me. Now, she just got collagen injections in her lips.
What?
Yeah. I know. And I think she might have overdone it a little bit. So, look, just don't stare and don't say anything that's going to embarrass her, okay? How big are they?
These burgers are good.
So what's new?
That's a nice sweater, Karen.
Thanks.
Yeah, it goes really well with that shade of lip size. Lipstick. Here, have some corn.
Thanks.
Ah.
pretending everything's normal, okay? I mean, clearly you've had some collagen injections and your lips are swollen.
They're not swollen, they're enhanced.
What'd you enhance them with, a caulking gun?
No, JT, shut up. She doesn't need any of your lip.
Oh, Karen, you look pretty cool.
Really?
Yeah. You look just like the Joker.
Yell at you, but I think we should talk about this.
Don't want you to see me. I look like a freak.
We can't be that bad. Besides, collagen's only temporary. In a couple of weeks, it'll dissolve and you'll be back to normal. Come on, open up. You'll feel better if we talk about it.
Oh, honey, you don't have to hide that way. It can't be that bad. Wow.
I never should have done this.
Well, I agree. I really don't think it's right to mess with your body that way.
I know.
Why'd you do it?
Guess I panicked when Cameron dumped me, and I thought this would help.
So you did this to yourself for a guy you went out with once?
Oh, no, it's not just that. I see all these models and magazines and on TV, and I see what guys want. They want women to be perfect. You know, no fat, teeny waist, big chest, full pouty lips.
You know what? You're right. Those images are out there everywhere you look, and it stinks. Whoever cooked up this idea that women weren't worth anything unless they look a certain way ought to be shot. I mean, I know sometimes you get caught up in your looks, but if you want to know how beautiful you really are, you gotta look inside. You're funny and you're sweet. Best of all, you've got a good heart. That's what counts.
I wish I'd thought of that before I did it. Now I gotta pay this off my credit card and walk around looking like a duck.
But I bet this is the last time you use collagen again.
Absolutely.
All right, JT. You take the fridge. I'll take the cupboards.
Okay.
JT, come on, man. Chocolate cake is your dad's favorite.
Oh, you leave something like that out, you're just asking for it to be taken.
All right, let's go for it.
Yes.
I think your dad's onto us.
Aha! Well, what have we got here, huh?
We were just having a little snack, Dad.
A little snack? Do you know what I've been paying for food lately? $900 a week.
So here's the deal, boys. You touch the food in this house again, I'm gonna sick an attack dog on you. Have a good night.
Night.
Attack dog. He's bluffing. Let's raid the fridge. Come on.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Nice doggy.
Nice doggy.
I don't think your dad was bluffing.